I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran and the U.S. enter dangerous waters. We'll have the details. And on a different note, today is World Refugee Day. Over 70 million people are displaced worldwide. Hope stories are rising from tragedy. Find your place in these stories and more today on Mission Network News. The U.S. and Iran are like two high school boys circling each other, ready for a fist fight. Europe is stuck in the middle, while Russia and China are on the sidelines, telling everyone to calm down. Is all of this a political ploy, or is there a real risk of military confrontation between the U.S. and Iran? Hard for Iran's President Mike Ansari.
The current U.S. administration has taken a much harder stance against the Iranian government, which has got the mullahs scared and desperate. To what extent would Ayatollahs go? It's hard to predict, but it's safe to assume no country wants to see the Ayatollahs rule over a nuclear Iran.
Meanwhile, the people of Iran are ready for change, and God's spirit is moving.
Iran is experiencing a spiritual awakening. God is moving, and Jesus is building his church. Every day, our ministry logs around 800 contacts from people inside Iran asking us about Jesus and Christianity. To these people, our message represents hope, which is in scarcity all across Iran.
Help introduce Iranians to Christ by connecting with Heart for Iran at missionnews.org.
Please pray for all the leaders across the region to give peace a chance. Also, pray for the vast majority of Iranians who are loving, peaceful, and decent people. They are scared and hopeless.
Lebanon is increasing pressures on Syrian refugees in efforts to encourage them to return to Syria. Lebanon's economy is strained and the people are tired. This mix has become a breeding ground for hostility. Nuna, with Triumphant Mercy, says the country's reactions have made the Syrian refugees feel unsafe. In Lebanon,
we had a demonstration. People went on the streets and just demanded that Syrians go back home. We had banners just saying, Syria is safe, go back home, we don't want you here. The situation is escalating in Lebanon.
Triumphant Mercy works in the in-between space. The ministry juggles obeying the law with offering aid and a hope in Christ. Currently, this means finding a way to ensure refugee kids can get credit for their informal education in the camps.
We have contacted people inside Syria that could arrange for kids to come and do official exams inside Syria. So that's a new thing that we're trying to do, because that would help them when they go back home to continue their studies. We do what we can to at least securing a future for some of the kids, securing future for some of the families.
Please pray that despite the uncertain circumstance, Syrian refugees will find hope in the unchanging love of Christ. And today is World Refugee Day, a day to remember the 70 million people who've been displaced. Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is honoring this day by releasing a new interview of Miriam. In 2014, Miriam was a refugee but shared that she forgave ISIS. Her message of forgiveness and faith went viral, and today Miriam shares her faith again in the sequel of Hope. Sat7's Rita Elmo-Nayer.
Two things that really made me think after watching the sequel of Hope. The first thing is that her faith, she really believes that if you love God, everything is going to be okay. Sometimes it's hard for us to believe that, but she doesn't have a doubt in her mind or in her heart. The second thing is how much family play a role in her faith. In the case of Miriam, it's her mother. Her mother gave her this faith.
Through their educational program, Sat7 is restoring hope.
It's a big responsibility, especially in the Middle East today, when people lost all hope in their government, in education systems, in healthcare, even lost all hope in God. And how we can restore this by focusing on the children.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA offers a special e-art book called Tears of Gold, the result of a trauma recovery program of Christian women in Nigeria. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.